Yud Gimel Pasik Chav Dalet. Yeah? Perek Chav Gimel Pasik Chav Dalet. Where's Rabbi Leza? We're missing Rabbi Leza. We got Rav Meir, we got Rav Mordechai.
Maybe it's babysitting, I don't know.
And we go, where do you go every day on Wednesday? You go somewhere every day on Wednesday, you go with Rav Leza.
Cool. You, where do you go babysitting?
What do you know during in the morning? You go in the, you leave the show early. You meet early.
But no, we go to pick up some food for people.
Okay, du chesed. Pasuk of dal, oy vasar kiyev, oy vasar mich vasesh, basar. Person has in his basar.
Did you see the eclipse? The first question is, you didn't tell us if you saw the eclipse.
I didn't see the eclipse. I didn't go outside. No, I didn't see. You saw it?
Okay.
You went outside to see it?
Yeah, I went out. The yeshiva boys were outside. So I took a pair of glasses and I looked.
What did you see?
It basically, you couldn't tell that it was 90%, but you couldn't tell.
It was 90% covered?
Yeah, it was like a little banana slice.
Yeah, you had special glasses? You had special glasses?
Yeah, I had special glasses, but even when it's 90%, it looks like daylight. It didn't look like dark.
It's a big
little lighter, maybe.
It's a big Musa Haskel. So it goes to show, big Musa Haskel, that even 10% can mamish, it's like as if nothing happened. And the place where there was totality,
right.
And the place, there's nothing as totality because there's always a rim. There's always, the sun is bigger than the moon. There's always more, right? It's not total dark.
If it's totality, you don't see much. The rim is enough to.
But there's a rim, right? There's still a rim. Is it true? Isn't there still a rim? It's never totality.
No, I looked for a second. I saw that.
I watched some videos. I saw some of the news. I watched the news some news clips. They showed different places. They were watching. They behaved like Meshugayim, these people. They were screaming and doing crazy things.
Yeah. There's nothing better than
do. All right. I find holding very disturbing. All right, fine. None of my business. Oiva sorry, Kiev, I read Bich Vasei. Should be a good simon. That's the only thing. Should be a good simon. Because no one really knows what does it mean. It says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's a bad sign for the Ummah Yisraelam, but no one knows what it means. What does it mean? It says in the Gemara that what is a solar eclipse? Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says it doesn't mean what we call a solar eclipse. It means sunspots, something that is unpredictable,
unpredictable.
But he's a Das Yochin. Most learn that it's a natural phenomenon, and when these natural phenomena.
You know, we were talking before you came, but if a keshes is a simen ra,
yeah.
Why do we make a bracha on the keshes?
It's not a simen ra, it's a simen toif. Who says it's a simen ra? It's a simen toif. It's a simen
okay.
That Hashem decides not to destroy the world.
It's a simen that we should have deserved the Bible and we didn't.
The whole thing about the soul is a very confusing thing. It's a very short sugya. No one really seems to have a handle on it. There's a lot of good stuff online. I was looking at a lot of nice things online. He has some good stuff. A Gil student. He quotes, basically, he quotes everything he says comes from Dr. Brown. She's a woman. It's funny. He just says,
yeah.
Doc, you wouldn't know. If you wouldn't know, you would think it's amazing. He's quoting Dr. Brown. He doesn't tell you that Dr. Brown is a woman.
Yeah.
No, so you know it's like what are you hiding from? Why don't you go tell her? Why don't you go say her full name? Why is he hiding her full name? All right, whatever. There's a lot of good stuff online. We really should have done today. I really should have spent time today to go spend time prepared to look through all the sugyas. I did it too late. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Talk about it tomorrow. I have a very vart from my Aaron Raps. He wrote a vart that blew my mind about the Shemesh and the Levana. I once said in the shir, and it's so relevant to a solar eclipse. It's so unbelievably relevant. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about it. All right, because one thing is very amazing is that the solar eclipse is happening at Mamish. It's happening erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the renewal of the Levana. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. And in fact, if you look at the OU has an amazing article. And they basically say, I mean, you read it very carefully, is that the solar eclipse was taking place exactly at the time of the Moilad. The Moilad and the solar eclipse are taking place kemat at the same time. Now, the Moilad, in the solar eclipse in America, the solar eclipse in America is taking place at the kemat the same time as the Moilad in Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? Isn't that spooky? They have an article there, they explain this, and then you go read between the lines. They're basically trying to say is...
No, you sent out that today.
Right, it's an amazing insight.
The whole discussion on the Molid and the
Molid, hold on,
and the
solar eclipse. So they basically come out of Maskana is that the real Molad is Kimat Bidiyuk in America when the solar eclipse is happening in America. Haloy Dover, what are the chances?
Right.
What are the chances of that happening? Zero. So what's the sign? What's the message? What, the renewal of the moon of Chodesh Nisan, because Nisan is the Rosh of L'chol HaChadoshim, and the moon is the Jewish calendar is based on the moon, and the moon is the Chiddush HaLevana of the Rosh Chodesh of all the Chadoshim, Rishon L'chem L'chot She'ashana. And when is it taking place? Against the backdrop of the Likui HaShemesh? Davar Nifla. What's the message? I hope it's good. I hope it's not bad. All right. Okay, in the basar there is a, in the skin there is a burn. There is a michvas eish. There is a burn. And in the place of the michyas hamichva. So what does it mean the word michyas? It means the raw flesh of the burn. Baheres levana, a white spot. Adam demes, red oy levana or white. Now what does all that mean? It's a very hard pasuk. Okay, you have to learn Masechta Negoim. I had the very good fortune of being taught Masechta Negoim by a very great person. His name is Dr. Yitzchak Ariel. He was on a sabbatical for probably like 2 years, and he spent time with me every day learning with me Masechta Negoim. And it's the hardest thing I ever learned my whole life. Masechta Negoim, I probably remember nothing by now. It was an amazing limud, but the Mishnah is Masechta Negoim, but you know, there's some things make a roshim on you. Right away, I read this pasuk, I tzit it, because I remember learning with him. We spent a mamash a whole year on it. There is a burn. There is some type of a michvas eish. What's michvas? L'rashi. Michyas ha-michve. Okay, he has over here an old French word. I don't know what that means. Kishachoysa ha-michve, when the michve healed, Nepchal lebaheres pisucha, it turned into a baheres pisucha. Pisucha means a spot, a bright white spot, a levana chalaka, or a, these are different colors. Okay, they're different. I don't know the difference in these colors. They're different levels of colors. Nekarash continues, the simani michve and the simani of a mikve of burn, the simani shechin shavim him. They have the same laws. Okay, so we have over here a gris. What is a gris? A gris is a bean. Okay, the shi'ur of, in order for a person to become a tzor, he has to have on his flesh a size of a bean. Okay, it's a certain type of bean, a lentil, and that is the minimum size. Now, what happens if a person has on his flesh two negoim, which touch, they're connected. Two separate negoim. One nega is a result of a boil, and the other nega is a result of a burn. And the laws of what you need to become tame, whether it's white hairs, yellow hair, I forget all the laws of pisyoin, of its spreading, 1 week, 2 weeks. Okay, we'll see maybe some of the laws in a few moments, but all of the various, there are many, many laws. And every different type of, every nega has its a different set of laws. That makes it very complicated. Every type of nega has its own unique set of laws. And basically the laws of a michya and the laws of shchin are identical. If they are identical, why then, if they are identical, why then did the Torah go out of its way to repeat that, to tell us the laws of a michya? Of a burn, and then the laws of a shchin. Just say, these are the laws of a burn and a boil. Why twice? The answer is, we went through the entire effort to tell you, you cannot combine a chatzi gris of a burn with a chatzi gris of a boil to comprise the minimum shiur of a nega, to declare a person a mitzora, to require all of the korbanos. We cannot combine the two together. That is the reason why the Torah went and put them separately. Okay, Gemara Masechta Chulin. So what do we learn over here today? We learn over here, Sofa, I'll read the pasuk again, Oyv Asar, in the person's flesh, Kiyah V'Oiroi, if there is going to be in the Oiroi, in the Oiroi means in the skin. Okay, you see, this is very confusing, because it says Oyv Asar, Vasar, flesh, Kiyah Yef, there will be V'Oiroi, in its leather, Michvas Eish, a burn of fire. And it says Eish to tell you, not other things. So you could Arbalazer here. Shalom Aleichem Arbalazer. So it says over here, the Michvah Seish, why does it say a burn of fire? Because a person can be burnt by the sun. If you go out to the solar eclipse, and I don't know, the sun comes out, the person gets a suntan, or a person is burnt by some chemical, sid, some type of chemical that has a burning sensation, or maybe by electricity. Rachmana litzlan, there are many ways a person can burn his flesh. Rachmana litzlan le'aleinu. And over here is telling us that in order to qualify as a mitzora, there has to develop a bright white spot in the location where the skin was burnt by fire. Not by chemicals. Not by a disease. Not by a suntan. Person went out into the sun. Not by a magnifying glass. It has to be a burn that came through fire. Okay, michvas eish. The haisa michyasa michva. So this is a very important word. Rashi is telling us what michyasa means, the healing. The way this works is the bright white spot comes after this. First there is a burn, and then the burn heals. And in the place of healing, in the new raw flesh that is coming up of healing, there is a baheres livana. A bright white spot, so it's Baheres. Baheres means it's bright, Livono Adam Demis. He's not explaining over here what this word means over here, about white, red, Oy Livono. So I guess that's what Rashi really said. Rashi over here says, Nebcha Libaheres Pisucha, Oy Livono Chaloka. Rashi teached, Livono means Livono Chaloka, which means a flat white. I don't know, these are different colors. I don't know what these are. I don't know if anyone knows what they are. And when it says the word Baheres Livono, Baheres Livono Adam Demes, is what Rashi calls a Baheres Pisucha, I think, which means some type of a mixture. It's a mixture between white and red, pink. It's a pink spot, a pink bright spot, or a white spot. Two different terms. The term Baheres Pisucha, that's what it means, Baheres Levona Adam Demes, or Levona means just a regular white spot. Targum says, Oy Anosh. So that's already a tremendous Chiddush. Wow. That's an amazing Targum. It was Kedai to come just tonight to learn that. I never knew that. Over here it says, Oy Od Oy Vosar. He tied his Vosar means a person. Isn't that amazing? How could it be I never knew this? How could we never knew this? Oy Vosar, the Targum translates, Oy Anosh, a person. When it says here Vosar, Ablazer, we're learning Revi. Okay, we're learning Revi, Tazria, Perik Yud Gimel, Pasik, Chav Dalet. Oy Vosar means a person. Okay, Rashi was not, that's what he says. And what is it over in the commentator? Here at the bottom, Chav Dalet, let me see if there's any comment over here. No, silent. It must be, maybe he said this before. So if a person has in his skin, since when do you have B'chol Torah Kula, another place where the Torah refers to a human being as Bosar? You call a person a Bosar V'dam, you call him an Odom, an Enoish, an Ish, Ish, Enoish, Bosar V'dam. You know where you find it? You do find it one place. Bishagam hu basar. You find it by the marble. By the marble it says, Bishagam hu basar. V'hoyu yamav me'av yashrim. So dear Taka, you find a reference to the marble. So maybe you want to say is that when a person gets saras, it's like, you know, he's living in the time of the marble. It's a very interesting, okay? By the marble, Hashem calls human beings basar, not basar v'dam. And here the Targum says that's what it means as well. A person has the back to the Targum, Oy Anosh, Arei, Yehi Bimashke, in his skin, Kav O, Dinur, a burn of fire, V'hei, Roishem, Kava, the Roish. Now here's another machlokes. He says over here, the Michyas HaMichveh, he's coming to disagree with Rashi. And he learns that the word Michyas means the impression, the scar. Rashi learns it's the new flesh. It's the flesh of healing. The flesh of healing, I don't know, does not necessarily mean a scar. It's a different type of word. He writes the Roishem, Kavo, Bahara Chavra Samka. It's a bright spot that's white and red. Chavra Samka, white red. Oy Chavra, just plain white. Okay, let's see the commentator. The commentator over here says, V'hei Targum V'hoysim Loshem Zocher. They cannot go like this. Okay, next, Roishem. That's what Rashi said. Okay, so over here, okay, this is all part of the big debate. What exactly it seems over here? There's this word. Is the word michyas part of the negative? This is the big debate over here. The commentator is coming to point out. When it says here, you have over here a person, and he has in his skin a burn, and now it's healing. The choysa michyas hamichva. Is the word michyas mean it's a natural, healthy part of the healing process? And in the middle of the healing process, suddenly it appears on top of that, a baheres levana adamdemes, a pinkish spot or a white spot. Is that the pshat? That's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi seems to say the michyas hamichve is part of nature. It's expected. There should be now a new film, a new formation of healthy skin that is beginning to form and to replace the damage. He suggests in the comments over here that other Rishonim disagree, and they learn that the Michyas HaMichve is the Nega. It's not that this healing and on the spot of the new flesh that's part of the natural process of healing, oh, all of a sudden there's a white spot there. No. The Michyas HaMichve is unexpected. The Michya doesn't belong there. The Michya's color is Abaheris Levana Damdemes Oil Levana. It's a very major nafkamina. When it says here the words Baheres Levana Adamdemes, is that just a color? And that is a color which is defining the Michya. So the Michya Be'etzem is the Nega. And it's telling us the Nega has one of two colors. Or is no. The Baheres is the Nega. And the Baheres is either the pink or it's white. But this Baheres is an addition to the Michya. Is the Michya the Nega? And then the Pasuk is describing its color. Or is no, the Michya is normal, it's healthy, it's natural. And cleaving to the Michya is a nayazach, is a beheres, a new type of material, which is pink or is white. Possibly, this is the machloikis between Rashi and Unkelus. Because Rashi says very clear, the word michya is, it says, kishechoysa hamichva, when it got better, when it healed. It's a normal, natural part of the process. And then, as it healed, nehepcha libaheres. See, it's not so simple. Rashi adds the word nehepcha. It's a normal thing, and it turned into a Beharis. It turned into a Beharis. According to the Targum, he teaches the word the Michya to be the Roshem, which would seem to be that it's not natural. It's part of the burn. It's not a new natural part of the process. Okay, leave it with that. Interesting, he learned the Targum. Targum went out of his way. So he literally had two major chidushim here in this Targum. Number one, it blows my mind, is oy vosar means a person. And the reason why it has to mean that is because if it means skin, then why the repetition? Oy vosar ki yevi oiroi. What's the difference in the word basar and the word oiroi? So the fact that there are two different words indicates that they're not the same. Basar means a person, a human being, that has in his skin a burn, and then the burn, according to Rashi, heals, and then the healing film transforms into a nega. According to the Targum, it seems that there's a burn, and then in the burn itself develops a nega. Not it first healed and then it turned into a nega. In the burn itself, there is a discoloration called the Beharis that's either pink or it is white. Okay? And where do we have a reference? Where do we have a precedent for calling a human being flesh? The Mabul. By the Mabul, it says, B'shagam hu basar. They're only flesh. They're only a human being is only basar. So there we have a reference that would be a nice homiletic drush to go and connect the parsha of Tzaras to the parsha of the generation before the Mabul. Ki hishris kol basar. Look, that's a better pasuk. Ki hishris kol basar darkoi al aretz. So in that pasuk before the Mabul, it calls a human being basar. Ki hishris kol basar darkoi al aretz. So there's a connection between the psugi of Tzaras and the generation preceding the Mabul. Next, pasuk chafei v'ro'o yisrael kohen. The kohen will give a look. V'hinei, and behold, nepach se'or lavon ba'beheres. A white here has transformed. A black here became white. Umarecha, and its appearance. Umarecha omoik min ha'or is dip. This depth. There's a depth. Ser lavon ba'beheres umarecha omoik min ha'or. Saras, see, this is Saras.
Did you see the school guy in here?
He was here before. He was here a few minutes ago, walking around.
Reginald? Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, so we hear me have
the
Rebbetzin. You wanted to come to the shir? You wanted to invite him to come to the shir?
Just say
he's not going to come to the show. I talk to all the time, Mayor. I talk to almost every night. I assume to almost every night. Okay, v'ro'i sa'akohen, the kohen over here saw the ne'agav v'hinei. V'hinei nebach se'el levon ba'beheres. The white here turned into nebach levon in the beheres. U'mareho, and its appearance is omoik min ha'or. It has depth. Sarasi ba michva parocha, it has broken forth in the michva, in the burn. So here, all you need here is you have to have one white here. One now, in fact, really it means two white hairs. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi, pasuk on this pasuk there is no Rashi. Okay, what is the time we're going to say? The yichze yasa kohana. The kohen will look at this. V'cho isapech sara. The here lemichvar. It turned white. Bivahar to the baharis. Umichzaho. It looks. What looks? The nega. Amik min mashko. This area has a depth more than the skin. Sigirusahi bichvaro. It is the word tsaras, the word we had, remember we learned this last year. The word tsaras in Aramaic means sogur. It means imprisoned. The Targum says a person that's tsaras, what do they do with a person that's tsaras? Quarantine, lockdown. They put him in a 15-minute city. They lock him up. They don't let him out. Okay, so therefore, amik min mashcha, it's sigirusa, it means like it's sagur. He's put in quarantine, he, bach va'a, in the burn, sagias, it has developed. Visahev yosei kahana, the coin will declare him tame, machta sigirusa, he, it is a machta, it's a nega, the word machta means a nega, of sigirusa. Sigirusa again means sagur, which means of tsaras, he, so it is. What does it say over here in the commentator? Kilimichvar, amik, nothing. Next pasuk. Pasuk avav v'im yirnei ha'kohen v'inei.
Yeah. It says has to be a hair. So on which part of the body is that? If I have a hair, there will be never a hair.
You're right. In the chanam, then that part of the body. If a hair does not grow, cannot possibly have tsaras, this tsaras.
And the other thing
but,
is, how old could be a kid, let's say, a 50-year-old compared to like me, which the hair is in the ears.
So it has to have...
Not everybody has
you're right. But there's another technique called pisyon, there's another technique. And that is, let's say there is no hair. If there is no hair, the law is the person is put in quarantine for a week. And the coin comes back after a week, and if it gets larger, if it spreads, then that's also a simon. There are different types of simon. One is if it has a hair, a white spot with a hair, finished, done. Let's say there's no hair. There's another way the person can become a mitzvah is if in a week later it spreads. It spreads. So I guess on the palm of the hand, where there's no hair, where there is no hair, it means that he'll be in quarantine for a week. And if the second week, the next week, it spreads, I guess they make a marker. They mark it with ink to see if it spreads. If it spreads, then tame. So you're right. There are many situations where, you know, I mean, the Gemara talks about a case, a very simple case, where a person has a white hair, and before the coin comes to look, he cuts it off. So I cut it off. So what are you going to do to me? So the Gemara says, "En Chanami, you get away with it, but Hashem is going to get even with you." The Gemara talks about that. There's always a loophole. There's always a loophole. My father used to say, "You want to smoke? Smoking is mamish murder. You chayev misa. What do? You sell your lungs to a guy." There's always a loophole. There's always a way around. You can get away with murder. The only question is it, you know, halachically the correct thing to do is ethical. I mean, Shemayim isn't the proper thing to do. Okay, let's see. Next pasuk. Let's say pasuk avav. Pasuk avav. Let's say the Kohen gives a look. Let's say he looks. There's no white here. There is no white here. It's not to be seen. A white hair. The color of this spot is not. It's. I don't know. No one knows what this means. It's not deeper. It doesn't have a brightness that's deeper than the rest of the skin. And then it says another condition. It's weak. Then what does he do? The skiroy hakaway in shavasim, and then he's locked up for 7 days. So therefore, the person gets a burn. He gets a burn on his skin. And then the skin begins to heal. And then on this location where the skin begins to heal, it develops a bright, unusual white spot. And there's no hair coming out of it. And it's not fully bright. Okay, so there are different levels of brightness. It's weak, it's not depth, it lacks depth, and it's keho. What does keho mean? It's weak. So what do you do then? Quarantine for 7 days. Rashi, there is none. Targum says vim yis yich zena kahana v'choles bebaharto se'ar chivo. There's no white here. Umakicho loisaha min mashko, and it's makiso lice. What does that mean? It means it's lice lai loisaha means it's not. Umakiso means it's lower, I guess. Vihi omya, and it's the word omkeya means omya. Okay, that's a good word, like coals. There are coals that are omya, which are weak. They're not red hot. Then v'yasgirine kohano shiv'o yoimin. Okay, is there any of your comment on this? There is no comment on this. Okay, next was pasuk of Zayin. Then day 7 he comes back to the kohen. Well, the kohen comes back to visit him. Imposoi tifseb or. Oh, let's say it spreads in 7 days. He's done. He's toast. Why is that so? So notice, the color did not change. The color is still two levels of weakness. It's keho and it is shofol min ho'or. It's a bright spot. And it can be two colors. Either it can be pink or it can be white. And it has a texture of brightness, but it's enena shofol min ho'or. And it's keha, which two strikes against it, and there's no here, three strikes against it. There are three good reasons why the kohen should declare the person tar. There is no white here. It is not shofol min ha'ar, which I don't really know what this means. And number three, it is keha. So really, there are three good reasons why the kohen should say this. It's nothing, go home, you're done, finished. But because there was a burn on his skin, and the skin began to heal, and in the place of the healing, it developed this type of whatever this is, and it does have a unusual discoloration of pink or white, and it's not the way it normally goes by the dermatologist. It's not the way it's supposed to look after a burn. There's a textbook. There's a certain industry standard of how a burn heals. And this fellow is not following the book. His healing is not going according to plan. The healing has a different color to it. And even though there are three strikes against him, why he should not be a Mitzvah, we have no choice but to put him in quarantine for 1 week. If after 1 week he comes back and everything is exactly the same, except it's spread just a little bit, Mitzvah, he now becomes a Mitzvah Mukhlat. A confirmed Mitzvah. He goes on the registry, the government registry, as being a confirmed Mitzvah. He's quarantined. He says he's quarantined until he completely heals. And then when he completely heals, he has to go through a very complex, lengthy process of Tahara, which is not a lot of fun. Okay, Pasuk Chavches. V'im tachtecha, let's say after 1 week, tachtecha, tamara b'cheres. Now, what does it mean tachtecha? What's that word tachtecha? I don't know what it means tachtecha. In its place. Tam sa'amoid, sa'amoid b'cheres. The b'cheres remains. Loi fa sisavar. It doesn't spread. It does not spread. And v'hi cheha, it remains cheha. So this is called a se'es ha'michva. This is called a se'es ha'michva. A scab of a burn. V'tiharo ha'kohen ki tzareves ha'michvahi. It's a scab of the michvah. So after 1 week, it's a zel bezach. It does not spread. There is still no white here. And it still remains in a state of keha. Notice, in this pasuk, it does not state that it's still shofol min ho'or. It doesn't mention that point. Why not? I don't know. It does not mention that it remains in a state of not being shuffled, but basically everything is exactly the same. V'im tachtecha, samur abaheres, it remains, stays put. Loi fa sisavar. V'hi chaya. So this is now a se'es ha'michvahi. This is called a se'es. It's like the white spot is nothing more than a scab. It's some type of discoloration that happens in the healing process of a burn. And then it goes further, and the memela of tiaro hakar, the coin declares in the bitar, this is nothing more than a scab of a burn, and this person is tahar. Go home, have a nice day, nothing is wrong with you. That's pasuk of ches, and there is no Rashi, and the Targum it says in the Asra kamas baharta. Lo oisefas b'mashka, it doesn't spread. V'hi omya, and its omya means it remains in a state of being keha. Oimek havahi, there's nothing more than the depth, the oimek of the burn. V'da kenei kohana, the kohen will declare him tahar. Are, because Roshem Ki Va'ohi, this is just a Tzareves. And notice, look what he does over here. Always learn this. When we learn over here, Unkelis, this is the hallmark of Unkelis in our Sefer. One day Meir is going to transcribe all of the recordings to make a Sefer out of all this. And that is another example of classic Unkelis, where he takes a very teeny language and makes it even smaller. He says the word Roshem for the word Tzareves. And we learned today, when we started the shiur, the word Michyas, HaMichva, same word as Roshem. The word Michyas HaMichva, L'cho'oira, is not the same thing as Tzareves HaMichva. Why would the Torah say the same word? When we started with this nega of a burn, there's a burn, and then Rashi says, V'hoisa Michyas HaMichva. Rashi said the word Michyas means the healing. A film of new flesh forms in the place of the burn that we call a Michyas. And the Targum said, what is that word? Roshem. The Roshem, the impression, the scar of the burn. The Roshem. And we had this discussion. Does that mean that the texture is unusual? Or does it mean, no, it's the regular, it's just that the color is unusual. Okay, we try to make a machlokes, Rashi, Unkelis, whatever it is. Unkelis teach the word Michyas HaMichva as the Roshem Kavah. And now when we finish the sugya of Kitzoreves HaMichvahi, what does the Targum say? The same exact word. Arei Roshem Kavahi. It is nothing more than just the impression. So that's really amazing. It's amazing over here that he's taking two words, Tzareves and Michva, which are completely different words. And one appears to be new flesh, one is a scab. I don't even know what they are, whatever. And he's translating both exactly the same. He's taking a small language and making it even smaller by substituting one word with the next and just saying they mean exactly the same thing. Tremendous chiddush. He always does that. This is his hallmark. Okay, so very good. We learned today. I appreciate learning because I would never learn this. Thank you for learning with me. We learned the sugya of a burn. The sugya, when there's a solar eclipse, makes a burn. The sun. We learned about the same sugya, even though it has to be dafka of Eish. Okay, whatever. Yashkech, thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. All the best, Rablaze. Thanks for coming. Mayor, thank you for coming. We have more, Mr. and Mrs. Galati. What?
Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. The Babish has a new Hechshire. They took over the Solomon factory. And they actually agreed to do exactly very well. It's computerized. It's called 770 Glock. And they dropped Agri in Boswell. They dropped them. And now they're using Elliott chicken. Whatever. Anyway.
Well, is this for meat or for poultry? Both?
For meat. Solomon is used for meat, and it's the same as Schlachthaus is used by Square, except when Lubavitch does it, they have the Lubavitch Scheitzchen and Beutchen and Maschgirchen.
What's cheaper? What's more expensive?
I don't know if it's going to be cheaper. They have two guys who are in charge of the Halachim. It's all computerized, and they have three runs. They have three different tracks: kosher, glatt, which is kosher non-glatt, and trace. But the three separate conveyors, and it's computerized that if there's a problem with one of the glatt behemoths or whatever, it can pick out all the meat that was separated from that animal.
Wow. Everything is labeled.
Is cool.
Everything is labeled.
Huh?
Yeah, very, very fascinating.
Yeah, everything is probably labeled. And But it's a new Ashgacha, and they already put out any Ashgacha that you see without a symbol of the angry is not good.
All right.
Now for you, you should get married. There's a department for sale facing the Keitel. A beautiful big apartment, only the closest apartment to the Keitel for $26.5 million.
$26.5 million.
Right.
And what are the real estate taxes a year?
What?
You have to real estate taxes also?
Bonnie goes to the client and says, "Here."
I don't think that was probably his account. I don't know what that is.
The apartment is in the building, or the apartment is standalone.
No, you get an apartment. It has a terrace facing the castle. It was designed by